Another day of unhealthy smoke blanketing large parts of central and eastern Washington and North Idaho Wednesday. Some workers in north central Washington were sent home because the dense smoke was rated downright hazardous. The possibility of rain this weekend raises some hope of relief, but fire managers aren't counting on any help from above just yet. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Fire Base Camp in Okanagan, Washington.
Okanagan Incident Commander Todd Pechota says in his book, it would take a wetting rain of at least 1/10 of an inch to make a difference at the largest wildfire in state history.
I've said it all along, we're trying to eat an elephant one bite at a time, and we're getting there slowly and surely.
Pechota says firefighters have successfully defended homes in recent days, but have a tougher time building fire lines in the backcountry.
That unchecked fire edge is largely in very, very complex terrain. Steep, rocky, nasty.
Pechota called the Okanagan complex 17% contained, but acknowledges that's a conservative number and understates how much control firefighters have achieved. I'm Tom Bonsi in Okanagan, Washington.